Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Well, a corgi, actually.
Tyler, I would appreciate every single return time, return cut time thing when I'm here. It can always be widespread panic. I appreciate that nod. Thank you. Hi, guys.
Who?
Hi, Snake.
Welcome back, Matt.
Hey, thanks.
It's birdhouse time. That's why I'm here today. Every Wednesday at this time, I need to remind people. I'll post it on Twitter. You respond. We work off of you. This is your segment, America. Okay. I like this because everybody's seen this, I do believe. Best and worst artist on the We Are the World doc in everyone's opinion.
Like musically?
Well,
or
like
just like how they came across.
Yeah,
Al Jarreau was a jerk.
He was terrible,
and I did not like.
He was terrible.
Taking a swig every time a line was down. Right.
I thought that run though of like because they was it Steve Perry and they couldn't get their lines in.
Yeah, it was Bruce, Steve Perry,
and Kenny
Lauper.
Now, Cindy Lauper was with
Hugh
Lewis.
Or Daryl Hall.
Daryl Hall. There you go. That was awesome.
That was the best part. Golly. It looked like it was one take.
So iconic.
Yeah, it was fun.
That was really, really cool.
I thought Huey Lewis, but I've always thought this in anything that I've seen of him, he just seems like an awesome, just chill dude.
I know. He came across really good in that. He looks great, too.
Yeah.
I mean, that's 40
and
years.
Just imagine you singing a line that was meant for Prince.
Dude.
And now they hand it to you, and it has Prince, but you're Huey Lewis.
And then Bob Dylan came across like he wanted to just grenade the entire room.
Oh, no, he didn't know.
Yeah, that just wasn't his.
It's Luke at the All-Star game, man. Yes. He just doesn't belong
in
there.
I did listen to the review you guys had yesterday, and that was well put. Because it's just not, that's not what he does. He has his own style and his own thing, and his fans realize that. But to see Stevie just mimic him on the piano like that. I went from not liking Stevie to try to put Swahili in the song to really liking him when he was mimicking Bob Dylan,
and
sounding
Waylon's
just like him.
I'm out. Get the hell out of here.
Country boy don't sing Swahili. Threw up the deuces.
Stevie was without a doubt the most talented guy in that
apparently.
Room. He is.
And I don't know that I realize that Cyndi Lauper talked like Betty Boop or Olive Oil from Popeye.
She's just so New York. That's all New York.
But then old her, when they were interviewing her, wasn't as drastic as young her.
Yeah. But I think when
she was like this one more.
When she gets in that element, then that she talks like that.
They wanted me to sing so
well. Okay.
Warm. I heard my Nicholas's jingling. I had to take him off.
What, an Edith Bunker or something?
That's actually not
bad. Cyndi Lauper.
A lot of people have minor surgeries, Matt, if you consider yours minor, during March Madness. If you had to schedule one, what event would it be to give you the optimum time to watch it on your couch with no interruption?
March Madness is a really good one. The Masters would be up there because that'd be pretty awesome. Man, March Madness would be hard to beat, though. Because if I had done that, or if I had had surgery Wednesday afternoon, then you could just be on your couch and watch all day Thursday and Friday.
I made the mistake of getting my vasectomy the worst sports weekend of the year, no doubt. And it was
4th of July?
No, it was Army Navy weekend.
Oh.
And that's it.
Again, you hate the troops. Just like Bob.
No, it's
the
him.
The hard line hates the troops.
It hates America and the troops.
Jeez.
It was just, I'm like, why didn't I do it the week prior? That was conference championship week.
See, I will say, like, I fell asleep because I had my surgery on Thursday, and Friday I was in and out of, you know, just nodding off for like an hour at a time because I'm just exhausted. So you miss a lot of it as well.
I think I'd choose the Masters.
That's Masters would be
4 days, everything, the app now, you can watch it from sun up to sundown. Coverage starts at 1. I think that would be it.
That'd be cool.
Let's see. Okay, this guy. Okay, you have 1 year to train, all expenses paid, no other obligations. Which sport could you go professional in? He lists darts, bowling, billiards, pickleball. None.
Not going professional, no. A year. Especially billiards may be the one that there's no way.
You'd be impossible.
Right.
All of it.
Darts is the only
because
one.
Because you're 50 years behind or whatever, whoever is pro right now. Like, they've been doing it their whole lives. Sure. 1 year is not, that's like saying, could you be a pro golfer in a year? No.
I think darts would be the one that people will probably say, and if you do that a lot for a year, that's all you're doing is throwing darts, you're going to get really good at it.
You can get really, really good at darts. I used to be really
good. I don't
know
the professional level. That's on another level.
And then it depends like what game you're playing as well. But cricket, if you get good at darts, you can hit triples with regularity, and you can go around the board pretty quick.
It's such a, I mean...
Yeah, but
again,
I mean,
just like the consistency the other ones in anything.
You don't have to change your lifestyle to train for darts.
Right. Oh, dude. You can set up your own little dart room.
That's all you're doing.
And you get out of bed and you just walk over there
while,
and do it.
While just chugging mainlining gravy.
You would get so bored, though, just standing in that room and throwing 1,000 times a day.
You get tendonitis in your elbow. From overusing
I would rather do pickleball because it's actually fun, but that would wreck your body, too. You'd be doing that all day.
Yeah. Can I go my entire life without playing pickleball?
Let's go play.
Have you ever played tennis?
I took a tennis class in college, so yes.
Okay. Yes, of course you can go your whole life.
Without playing pickleball?
Yeah. That great.
I think I'm going to do it. I'm not going to fall into the trap.
I would applaud you. I would applaud. There's no trap.
It's a trap.
It's fun.
It's a white people land trap.
Anyone can do it. That's why it's so popular. You hear people say, who are you going to play with? Oh, I'm going to play with my mom. Exactly. That's why it's lame. You can play with your mom. Now, that's also why people may think it's great, but...
A lot of moms out there playing, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, now.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, yeah.
He's backhanded.
Oh, maybe I will go play pickleball. Hey, ladies. Oh, it's so hot out here. Just take my shirt off.
Are you watching Curb Your Enthusiasm?
No.
Ah, damn it. Leon.
Is learning to play pickleball?
He's not learning to play pickleball, but the last episode was about Leon walking around the house in basketball shorts with no underwear, and he would sit down on the couch. It's like, God, no! Like, hoist his legs up.
How many episodes
in? So you need to
do
that in pickleball.
How many episodes in are we in?
Three.
Okay, I can catch up.
Little gum.
Yeah.
I got you.
What did you say?
Gum. I had to question it too. Let's just move on.
You guys never did that.
What?
You know.
Look at me! I don't know what you're talking about.
I can't really describe it. You either get it or you don't.
Oh dear.
Like I said, let's just go to something else.
Stop.
Would you rather have to loudly announce your most embarrassing moment in a crowded elevator every day? Or wear your underwear outside your pants for a week.
Oh, I could do that for a week.
Yeah. I could too.
Underwear outside the pants is
no problem.
I don't think people realize.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah, like that's.
How about just walk around in your underwear? Done. Who cares?
Yeah.
Now, would you wear another pair of underwear underneath and just have those over? Or is it just your only? Because that makes a difference. I don't want to go commando at any point. Not out in public. Even if I have my drawers outside my pants, I don't want to feel my taint inside my jeans.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, and jeans.
If I can wear another pair of drawers underneath and wear the ones
that's
over,
a lot of layers.
Then I'll do it. I don't care.
But you couldn't go through the day without having some sort of undergarment.
No, I can't.
Separating you from your pants.
No, we gotta have a
it
barrier.
It depends on the pant.
Right.
That's
jeans.
What I'm saying.
Jeans, no way. I don't even think
slacks,
no way.
Are there a lot of guys that don't wear underwear ever?
I'm going to say about 12%. I just pulled that out of my ass. I have no clue.
Did?
Yeah.
I mean, Dan used to not, right? That was his bit.
Right. I don't get it.
There are some shorts you could easily do that with on a daily basis, but jeans, you couldn't do it with jeans.
Like, if I'm at the house and I'm fresh out the shower and I'm not going anywhere, you throw some shorts on, I free ball it. That's fine. I'm at the house.
But you're not going to go out the door.
I don't even want to go get the mail if I don't have drawers on.
Like, in the summer, you'd get stickage and a variety of things that you wouldn't want
that. It's disrespectful to anyone that sees you.
According to the internet, between 5% and 7% of men free ball or
damn,
go commando.
I was close. I said 12. God. That's a lot of dudes that's out there just.
I'd be afraid I'd sit on them. I mean, you just.
How low are they hanging?
Well, there are times, you know, you get hot. They try to escape.
It's just kind of gross.
It is. They're juicing all over the place.
Juicing?
Ugh.
What's wrong with yours?
If there was a random person generator that cycled through every person on Earth, would you have sex with whoever it chose? Okay?
Gordon Keith.
So it could be...
I'm out.
But the flip side is, if you accept this, you can have sex with your celebrity crush whenever you want.
Oh, boy, that is... How many people are in the world?
As this guy says, you could end up getting an 80-year-old Filipino man.
But then Beyonce is right there.
Then Sydney Sweeney.
Right.
Yeah.
Multiple times. But I feel like you'd get bored of her eventually.
What?
No, I'm telling you.
And the risk would be, and what if it ended up like you get the name. You get the name. And
the lady's not listening, bro.
Dude, you're not even married yet.
You have a couple of months to kind of change.
And you're already bailing on Sydney Sweeney.
You know, she's not even famous.
You get bored of her.
Okay.
Dump all this.
Imagine this, though. Imagine this, though, Matt. You get, you know, you're going to get Sydney Sweeney, but then the random generator guy that you have to do, Donovan Lewis.
Oh, my God. I'd kick him in a hernia.
Every day in afterwards, like, man, but come on. And then she appears in the corner. I'm like, but.
Do you guys think that you could work together after having sex together? Why not?
Because he's mean. He just looks mean.
I'm not going to cuddle you afterwards.
See? That's mean.
Well, who is,
Who's what? Oh, the guy, who's doing what?
Yeah.
Who cares? Do you remember having this discussion in Vegas? This was our argument in the sports book. I'm like, you think one makes the
true.
One makes the
no, that's true.
Yeah, okay.
Yes,
and I still say it does make a difference.
Yes, it does.
It totally makes a difference.
There are givers and there are takers.
Either way, though,
no,
you F one goat. You're a goat effer on either side,
and that's fine.
Right.
Yeah, but you can close your eyes and imagine it's something else.
No,
if you're
you can't do that.
No.
But if you're the other part, you can't. I mean, even then, you're like, oh, this has never happened before.
Ranch Pizza says, "What's the best sports nickname? I'll start with my man, Oil Can Boy."
That's a great
dude.
One. That's a great
nickname.
I
was obsessed with Oil Can. You know how he got that nickname too? Because I looked this up, maybe in the last 10 years. So I guess, like when he was young, growing up in Mississippi. He drank a ton of beer, and those were called oil
I've
cans.
Heard that. Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
and he drank so much beer as a kid that he got the nickname Oil Can Boy.
Oh, I didn't even know that. That's
yes,
I would say Magic has to be up there pretty high.
Magic fits perfectly. I think the one nickname that if he would embrace it will immediately shoot up to the top. Is Durant with the Slim Reaper. That is
Slim Reaper is good.
Badass nickname that he doesn't care for.
Durantula is a good one, man. But yeah, Matt, I mean, we call Magic by his nickname, and that's what we know him as.
I mean, Oil Can Boy did not go by Dennis.
Right, yeah.
He was Oil Can. There was a man that walked around the earth named Oil Can.
Like Pudge. Pudge is a great one because that's like, you say that nickname, you know immediately who we're talking about.
But there was a Pudge before him that played the same position.
Oh, Carlton Fisk.
That always bothered Pudge. Me, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but.
I'll tell you another one that sounds simple, but, I think it fits perfectly was Rocket Ishmael. I think Rocket is a great nickname.
But not Missile. His brother.
That's not a good one.
Not as good. I'd have to think about that. Oil Can is, it's the most unique one ever. The rest are like, cool, like I'm Magic or I'm a Missile or whatever. Rocket.
Missile is terrible.
Yeah, whatever. You know what I mean though, but it's always like, in reference to something cool and powerful and Oil Can. It's kick ass.
Oil Can's pretty awesome.
That's a good one.
All right.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank
there
you, P1s. Thank you, Corby. It is almost lunchtime with Invasion. We will have the news at 12:30. We'll talk some college football at 12:10. But coming up next, oh, my goodness. I am not happy with the rating. And we'll discuss it more next. Here's the world's most dangerous midday show. Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren, 10-1 here, Ticket.